As a seminal figure in North American music, Mario Bauza, like many of his contemporaries, helped to usher in the sound of Afro-Cuban music with North American jazz in the 1940s. This union of musical cultures seldom receives a proper tribute for its bilateral musical signature. Born in Cuba in 1911, Mario Bauza, a child prodigy on the clarinet, performed at an early age with popular dance bands in the region. According to legend, he learned to negotiate the trumpet well enough to feature it on stage in just a few short weeks. Legend aside, young Mario was indeed playing in collectives that included the Havana Philharmonic Orchestra by the age of 9. 5 years later, at the age of 14, Bauza traveled unencumbered from Cuba to New York for a recording session in 1925 and returned there in 1930 to play trumpet in a local big band. He is said to have learned to play the trumpet in just a few weeks to take the gig. Bauza, remembered for his work with the artist Machito and his Afro-Cuban band, led by his brother-in-law Frank Machito Garrillo, served as the group's music director from 1941 to 1976. Bauza helped the band showcase charts featuring a new and unique synthesis of jazz and Afro-Cuban dance music. One of Machito's biggest hits, Tanga, was composed and arranged by Bauza. In New York, Bauza's work caught the attention of established popular jazz musicians Noble Sissle, Chick Webb, Fletcher Henderson, and Cab Calloway, who openly welcomed him into the fold, where he showcased his impressive talent, playing both saxophone and trumpet. Bauza helped another young musician get his professional start with a job in Cab Calloway's band, who in time would become the legendary and inventive trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. The two musicians formed a close, lifelong friendship. Later, as Gillespie formed his own band, Bauza recommended that Gillespie recruit Cuban drummer Chano Pozo, resulting in a collaboration of the three of them that forged the development of Afro-Cuban music merged with bebop. They called this new jazz sound Cubop. Gillespie was one of the first jazz artists to acknowledge and champion the sweeping influence Cuban musicians had on North American jazz. Mario Bauza, until his passing in 1993, continued to perform, arrange, direct, and mentor young generations of musicians who credit him for their love of jazz and their lasting careers. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.